This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Here in Los Angeles, blacks and Latinos make up more than 60% of the population. That does not mean they all get along.
One place where the tension between the two groups is being worked out is on stage at LA's comedy clubs, as Adolfo Guzman Lopez of member station KPCC reports. And just a note, some of the comedy bits contain language that might be offensive.
The intersection of Pico Boulevard and La Brea Avenue in Los Angeles is an epicenter of the city's changing cultural mix. New Latino immigrants live next door to African American families who have deep roots in the area. The Comedy Union nightclub is near this busy corner.
I got Latinos, man. They didn't, you know, move in next door to me, man. They cool as hell. They don't never sleep, ever, ever, ever.
African-American Brandon Bolin has been a stand-up comic for more than 15 years. He grew up in a multicultural neighborhood in nearby Pasadena. On stage, Bolin jokes that it's hard not to think about Latino culture in L.A.
As soon as I get home, that's when it starts. Something about
On certain weeknights, like tonight, all the comedians and most of the audience is African-American. One of them is University of Southern California anthropologist Lenita Jacobs-Huey. She shows up at the club often to record the comics' routines and examine what they say about social interaction. She says Brandon Bolin's one of many comics tapping into an emerging anxiety among African-Americans.
You've really got black people trying to make sense of where they fit in Los Angeles. And I think the stand-up comedy reflects a bit of that self-consciousness and to some extent concern, even as it seeks to forge some type of alignment with Latino people on the basis of being people of color.
Jacobs-Huey observes, in recent years, Latinos have eclipsed blacks in population and in political power. Many formerly middle-class African-American neighborhoods are now populated by Latino immigrants. Many residents of Los Angeles go to the Comedy Union and other clubs to laugh about these changes. Comedian Toby Hicks seems to know this.
I was culturally shocked when I moved here from Nebraska because in Nebraska we just have blacks and whites. That's all we had. So I came out here, you know, you have blacks, whites, Vietnamese, Ethiopians, Russians, Armenians, Mexicans.
Under a spotlight between a bare brick wall and a microphone, comics proclaim what other people might not dare to utter in polite company. In a club routine earlier this year, African-American comic Rodney Perry joked about the large numbers of Latinos who moved to New Orleans to help with Reconstruction post-Katrina.
You know what I'm saying? Well, Mexicans, they do a lot of work, and black folks don't work like this. Remember, y'all work. Mexicans do all the work. Working and work. Y'all need to work, because Mexicans work. Like, hold on, goddammit. Don't get me wrong, Mexicans work. But nigga, we work too. We work for the last 400 years. It ain't that they work, it's just they turn, Mexicans.
Their turn, he says. Anthropologist Lenita Jacobs-Huey says these types of routines serve as an escape valve for the audience. Tonight, she says, Brandon Bolin's comedy attempted to build a cultural bridge.
His jokes serve as a kind of testimony about the things that we know about each other, the things that we sense about each other, and it kind of gives us permission to identify and also to laugh at some of those kinds of things.
Cuban-American Hildy Garcia was one of those laughing. She drove from nearby Burbank to hear Bolin and the other black comics. The riffs on Latinos, she says, didn't offend her at all.
It's okay to make fun of it when it's really true. It's not okay when you're saying it and it's not right or it's not true, and then it gets a little hard. And none of the stuff tonight was like that. Every single thing was hysterical.
And cathartic, says Daryl Allen Reed, an African-American who sat a few rows from Garcia. He says blacks and Latinos get along much better in Chicago, where he's from. Reed says he's already had some verbal run-ins with Latinos in these parts.
Sometimes it helps to know that you're not the only one feeling a certain way. And sometimes when it's brought up, that means that now we can deal with it because it's not just me.
A godfather of African-American stand-up, Dick Gregory, might second that emotion. His comedy routines in the 1960s offered an escape valve for escalating interracial tensions during the civil rights era. You got to learn how to make the bad things pleasant, Gregory said, because I believe one day this will all be over. For NPR News, I'm Adolfo Guzman Lopez in Los Angeles.